What's up, everybody? It's the one and only freshest man in the IE. Just kidding. Just kidding. But nah, Monday Philosophy, new episode. This is Brandon, obviously. Y'all already know me by my voice because it's been a whole season, you know what I'm saying? But this episode is about depression, or they're probably more of the lack of depression, or maybe people claiming that they have depression and it's not really depression. So that's kind of what this episode's going to be about, because I'll get into it. This is just the intro, you feel me? Let's get it. All right, so first things first, I go to school for a psychiatric technician, which is like a psych nurse, work with the crazy people, or not crazy, but the mentally ill people is a better term, in jails or, you know, in hospitals, all those people. So I go to school for that. I go in facilities. And so when they get diagnosed with something of having a mental illness or something, it's the real deal. You can see how things are really affected, how they're really affected by the mental illness. It's totally different from the way that people just claim that they have mental illnesses now, okay? And I want to say this because a lot of people talk on it. They talk on having the most common one I want to touch on is depression. A lot of people claim they have depression, and they're self-diagnosing themselves that they have depression. But if you ever actually met a person with actual depression, you will know it's a really big difference between what you're going through and what they're going through, what caused yours and what caused theirs, how it affects their life and how it affects your life. And a lot of people don't seem to understand that, or they looking for a sympathy party because mental illness or mental health has just raised in like a trend almost, that it's not bad for it to be a trend of positivity that I have mental illness, I have mental health or illness issues, and I still feel like a superhero. I mean, there's Kanye West, you know what I'm saying? He says that all the time. People always like flaunt their mental illness, but the people who actually do, it kind of degrades them because there's so many people who don't really have them. They have something, but it's not either. It's minor depression. Like, it's about like you failed your test. You're like the test you had in school like 5-6 times. And so you feel like this is your time to exclaim that you have depression because I failed my test. When you could have just studied, when there's people who actually go through depression, like actually don't want to get up in the morning, people that actually are trying to kill themselves. And I just refuse for it to be a joke. And I know there's plenty of people, like I said, that speak out on just the whole kind of discussion of mental illness when you're kind of not qualified. I'm barely qualified, and I go to school for it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people aren't going to school for it at all, and so they're just going what they read on the internet or what they read on, I don't know, on Quora or something. Which is, it's not a bad place. It's not a bad place. Don't get me wrong, and you'll find real things, but it's not the same from what you're reading, and what you're experiencing. So let's just start there for the first part. Now, from just being in facilities, I'm not going to go through everything, but I'm kind of going to try to give what I see in facilities. Obviously, I can't say no names according to HIPAA, so I'm not going to say nothing. But just to highlight the difference of depression, actual depression, and self-diagnosed depression, okay? So self-diagnosed depression is I'm, like I say, I'm 20, so I see a lot of teens, a lot of like 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds, that they do this thing. So that's kind of what I'm basing this off of, okay? Usually an adult's not gonna really, like an older person is not really going to fake about having a mental illness. So this is kind of the generation that would, like the kind of era that would, from 17, 16 up. So if you say you have depression, but yet when you're like depression about like going to work or something or anything, but when your friends call you to go out, you get really happy and leave, you don't have depression. Let me just go down the list. If you claim to be that you have depression, but you're eating every day, you got your little snacks, you know what I'm saying? You watch your movies, you be laughing. Probably don't have depression. If you decide to, you know, go out and go enjoy a little bit of life, you know what I'm saying? Go out there with going out with your friends, you know, planning things out, going to go see how, like, having good times, probably don't have depression. People who do have depression don't really leave their house. They don't really leave their bed. They don't really laugh much. They don't really eat or enjoy doing anything. They're pretty much in hiding, pretty much all the way sad. If you out here listening blasted music where, like, you're just rolling down the street with all your homies and all that stuff, you probably don't have actual depression. So, I mean, just off of things that I know, I'm just thinking about random things, but that really covers it. If you're out here going out all the time, enjoying your time with your homies, you probably don't really have depression. You don't really kind of get depression only when bad things happen, and then you get depressed. Like, that's not how depression works. Depression, you're sad pretty much all the time. Don't want to leave or do anything all the time. So it's just you can't say you have the illness, or you can, but you can't really say you have the illness because you downplay people that really have the illness. And that's the main point I'm trying to get here. Don't self-diagnose yourself, and because you're self-diagnosed with the puny bits of depression you're going through, do not think you are or that you're qualified to speak on it, because you're not. Shit, I'm almost not. So, like, I can't emphasize that enough, because it really brings brings a pace of unurgency to people who actually have depression. Because when someone comes up to you and say, yeah, the doctor diagnosed me with actual depression, people are thinking like, oh, he probably, you know, goes out with his friends, you know what I'm saying? He's kind of sad. Like, oh, you can just, you know what? You should just go out and keep your mind off of things. You know what I'm saying? That's not how depression works. You're diagnosed. You need the medicine for it. You know what I'm saying? You have to get into little habits. You're probably not enjoying anything you do. That's actual depression. Not, I feel sad because of this and this and this, and when I go to sleep at night, like, I cry. But when I wake up in the morning, I'm, you know, when I get with my friends, I'm not really depressed. That's not how this works. So this is crucial. And this goes for almost any mental illness, except there's a lot of mental illnesses you can't really fake. But depression seems to be the easiest one, because everyone's just going through this wave of baloney. So just because it's a fad, it's a trend, and it's a shame that it is. And it's not bad, like I keep saying, that it's not bad for you guys to turn mental illness or anything, any kind of problem, into like a superpower, like I said Kanye West does or whatever. But it is bad when everyone thinks that it's cool to have it, so they try to change, fake that they have it, to turn into something bigger. Y'all don't have it. Try something else. Try a different joke. All right. This is not cool. This is not cool at all. To everyone out there that actually does have a mental illness, actually has depression, actually has something that's really keeping them down, that really can't see a way out, who's actually diagnosed, I'm sorry for a lot of people that's being fugazi. It irritates me to no end, especially because when you actually go to school and like read on it, that it's a lot different than what everyone else thinks it is. You know what I'm saying? It really feels like there's no way out. It really feels like the best option for you is death. Like, it really feels like you just want to end your life right now. So if you're not actually feeling, and some of the people actually tried to end it kind of multiple times, you know what I'm saying? So if you haven't tried, like, and you know what I'm saying, if you're not into that extreme point, then you can't be claiming it like that. You know, we need to let the people who really have it really have it, and people who don't. Like, why front? Be who you are. If you don't have, I mean, it's okay for you to get sad, but you can't be claiming you have depression. It takes the seriousness away from it, especially when you find out that you're self-diagnosed. Like, if you're self-diagnosed, then go to a doctor and see if they diagnose you. If they don't diagnose you with it, then, and I know there's plenty of horrible doctors out there, so, or therapists or whatever. So if they don't diagnose you, go to another one and another one. If you really have it, someone will diagnose you with it. So the topic really irritates me because I hear it too much. I hear people speak on it a lot, and I try not to speak on it at all, because I personally don't have it. Even like, I've been really sad before, but I know that it's not it, because I don't feel the way that the people that I've seen in facilities, or the way that I read it in the textbooks, I don't feel like that. So I never claim it. So I'm always the first one to say, if you for sure have it, like, you do know what it feels like to have it. A lot of people really don't. So I know I don't have it, and I don't like talking about it, because you can't really speak on the experiences if you don't have it. But I will stand for the defense that if you don't have it, quit acting like you do. It's not cool. Like, let the people who have it. Because then it starts turning into a little joke. The next time someone that really has to go into a therapist and all that stuff, they're like, oh. Anytime someone tells them that they have actual depression, they're like, oh, they're probably just sad about something. They can fix it. It's not like that. Anyway. I need to get that off my chest, because I hear that so much. So that felt great to do. Anyway, y'all already know the deal. I have a clothing brand. Speaking of that, that's the reason of the whole reason why I made the Believe hoodies. It's a mental health empowerment hoodie that I made myself. It's from Evie Apparel. And the quote on the back is the one that I made up. The Believe on the front, I mean, the whole design's mine, but I made it after I understood what it was. And it's just to improve your mental health. Like, it's, you know, bring people together, bring awareness so that we could speak on it like I'm speaking now. I mean, if you guys want to support that or not, it's not a force, you feel me? Find it at Evie Apparel on Instagram, sarpong.bigcartel.com. You can check it out there. We're only spreading positivity, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be in the bio too, so you guys can check it out there. Instagram is there. Anyone who wants to hop on the podcast that wants to speak on something, or if I'm wrong or if I'm right, how you feel, how you don't feel, you message me, comment, I don't, anything, you know, I'm always on the lookout because I'm always on my phone. But nah, because we want real life stuff here, and if I'm wrong or I don't have the full truth on something, I would love to be taught a lesson. It's sort of weird, but like, I would like to get the truth. I want to get to the bottom of it. So that's really it. I hope y'all have a blessed day. That was me cracking my fingers. I hope y'all have a blessed day. Y'all stay strong. Drink water or juice. You know what I'm saying? I love the sweets, but stop faking, people. Stop faking. Anyway, Brandon out. Peace out, y'all.